Never lived down that side of Magazine Street.
What are the different sections of New Orleans? What do you think of as the boundaries for, you know, the main streets and the...
Well, now, it's cut up so much now. Below Canal Street was...
toward the river, you mean?
No, below Canal Street, well, toward the river, that was the business section and everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But now it was just people that lived downtown. We were quite, I don't know, it was just quite different from the people lived uptown here, you know? And what is further up, Carrollton, many years ago, before my time, that used to be almost like a separate city.
Mm-hmm.
And just like our Kenner is now, you know, Kenner is further up.
What's the section, what did Carrollton divide? Was that the city limit, or was it, what was beyond Carrollton? What was that area called?
I don't know what that was called beyond Carrollton.
Downtown is which side of the Canal Street? Is it on the riverside?
It's below. That's the riverside, and this is the lakeside. You see, now we're on the lakeside of Street. Now, some people call it north and south and east and west, but we never did go by that. You'd say, I lived either on the lakeside or the riverside. And what we usually say up, would say uptown. Well, they tell us that is south.
Mm-hmm.
And what we say downtown, that is north.
Mm-hmm.
So
lake,
you see, we're all mixed up.
The lake is Lake.
The lake, uh-huh.
Pontchartrain?
Lake Pontchartrain, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What are the different neighborhoods, like the white neighborhoods and the black neighborhoods? Which section did the wealthiest whites live in, and then the poorest whites and middle class? And
well, the real wealthy people all lived mostly out by the lake.
What neighborhood?
What would you call it? Lake Vista in that town, Lake? The wealthy people. No, right now.
Now would be the old wealthy people live back here in the Garden District. Then the newer ones that lived out to the lake would be like Ben Tillis or Lakeshore Drive.
What? Was the Garden District, when you were young, was the Garden District the wealthiest
place? Oh, yeah, it was, yeah. They had wealthy people in the Garden District when we were young. And because the only time we came over Magazine Street back to St. Charles Avenue, they had wealthy families back then, which is just about 6 blocks from here.
Mm-hmm.
And they had real wealthy people back then. The only time we went back that way was to go to the carnival parades, because the parades only passed on the avenue.
On St. Charles?
Mm-hmm.
Where did the wealthy blacks live?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know anything about the wealthy blacks. I know black people, there were quite a few black people that lived out by the river, you know.
Uh-huh.
But, and then in some neighborhoods, but most of them were out that way, because like I say, I never got around there much.
Mm-hmm.
And I know after I was married, I was in a neighborhood with lovely black people. They were across the street. But you never knew those people were in the neighborhood. They were so good and everything, you know, quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were some in the next block.
What group lived in the French Quarter? White or black? Was that?
I think mostly white people lived in the French
Quarter. Was that upper class or middle class or what? When you were small?